Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Little Show. The Little Show. The Little Show. London Improv Live.
I mean,
live. The Little Show.
So throw some money in the bucket. If you can't afford it, put some money in the bucket, please. Just fold it up and chuck it, put some money in the bucket. And also you could buy one of my CDs. Well, you know, I do this for a living. So I hope you're in the mood for giving. Money in the bucket, please. Put some money in the bucket for me. Put some money in the bucket for me. Put some money, lots of money in the bucket for me. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, cheers. Lovely, thank you. Yeah, more. Oh, paper money. Didn't make a sound effect. Great. That's £7.40. That's a good day. Oh, hello, Talal.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. How you doing, Luke? All right?
What are you doing out here on the streets?
Well, I should ask you the same question, man.
Listen to that street ambient noise.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It's a busy day out, man.
Yeah.
It seems like a good day for it.
Oh, I love the streets.
Yeah, you've been... We used to busk not far from here, didn't we?
Yeah, just about 2 yards over that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just out here getting some fresh air, having a walk around.
And ice cream, I see.
Seeing the sights. Bit of ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, did you get one for me?
Well, I didn't know you would be here today, man.
I'll just have that one, it's fine. Pistachio?
Yeah, you don't have to throw it on the ground, dude.
You know it makes me angry.
So I guess it's good that we've bumped into each other, man.
Yeah.
It's been a while, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, man.
Yeah.
Come here, man, I've missed you.
Too low.
Sorry.
Don't touch my bum.
Sorry. Yeah, we've missed you at the show, man.
Yeah.
Done what? Like 15 episodes without you?
Wow.
Maybe more, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't count them, really.
It's been hard. Tell me how hard it's been without me.
Well, I've missed you.
Yeah. Have you struggled? There've been pauses, empty silences.
Well, there's always been empty silences and pauses.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, if you keep digging, you're not going to find much you like here, man. I've missed you.
Yeah.
I've missed you a lot.
So what's happened on the show without me? I've not listened to a single episode.
No?
No.
You don't even keep up to date?
No. I never listened when I was on the show, to be fair.
Well, we've been doing, you know, episodes with Improvessional. We've been doing the Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, cool.
With them, continuing their saga. Were you there for the beginning of that?
I was. Not. Yeah. No.
Oh, you weren't?
I heard it, though.
Oh, that was Alex, yeah.
I did listen to that one.
Yeah, we've been continuing that saga.
Yeah.
It's been getting pretty adventurous, pretty dangerous, and what's the word I'm looking for? Pretty...
Sexy?
Yeah, it's been getting sexy.
Cool.
What else? We had a group from New York in, some rappers.
Uh-huh.
You would have liked that one, man.
Yeah.
These, like, rapping improvisers from New York called North Coast.
Uh-huh.
That was a wicked episode. Colin Mockery came back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't mention you, but... But he was good. He was really good. It was actually much better than the episode when you were there.
Yeah.
Just a bit more free-flowing, you know? There was a bit more of a rapport there. The room just had a electric energy in it, you know?
Yeah.
It was a really good show. But anyway, how's it been with you, man? You've had a baby, right?
Who told you that?
Wait, isn't that why you went away?
No.
You've been gone for months and months. I thought you had a baby, you're being a dad.
Maybe that was my cover story.
What?
Been hired by the government. Don't know, but
really?
I probably shouldn't actually tell you this.
Well, mate.
Yeah.
You've been hired by the government?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know why. Why you weren't at the show. I thought it was for a baby, and I was like pretty forgiving about that.
They
but
said,
if you've just left for a job, that's not...
Yeah, no, this is
it's not
like,
really good enough reasons.
Government intelligence job. It's like they said...
Doing what, man?
I was like one of the only people that could do this job.
What is it to do with the streets? Because you're out on the streets a lot busking.
Yeah. Basically, I have to sweep the streets from 6 till 8 every Friday.
Morning?
No, evening. That's why I can't do the show.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
6 to 8 every Friday.
Sweep it, with like a metal detector? Or?
No, the broom. But while I'm doing it, I'm listening, aren't I? And they said, like, I've got...
Oh, they're planting you in specific locations?
Yeah. I've got a friendly sort of street-sweeping face. And
that's
nobody suspects a thing. They think that's exactly the type of man who would be sweeping the streets. That everything seems fine with this. I will divulge my international secrets. Not too far from this bloke because he's obviously just a street sweeper.
Well, so like let's say like a Russian diplomat and a Chinese diplomat are meeting in a cafe to have a secret conversation about some sort of trade deal that's going to usurp Britain's sovereignty in a particular market.
Yeah,
they'll plant you to like sweep the streets.
Yeah, I'm just like. Sweep. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a street sweeper.
Do you actually like acknowledge them and say hello and say, don't mind me?
Yeah.
Is that one of your notes? It's like, make sure you make eye contact and tell them sorry for sweeping around you. Do you not just like try and covertly sweep around them?
Well, they might suspect something if I was silent. I'm just putting them at ease.
Okay.
It's all right. It's
so
fine.
You come along with your broom and you say loudly, don't mind me to respectful looking foreign diplomat. Yeah. You go, don't mind me, I'm just sweeping around you.
Yeah.
And then what?
Oh, that's some interesting paperwork. Is any of that rubbish? I've got a bin here. Or is it all
what, you're
stuff?
Looking over their shoulder at their papers and asking if it's rubbish?
Well, no. I want to keep up my appearances.
Is
I've
this
got
how-
a bin. So if they've got any rubbish, I put it in the
Do
bin.
Do they ever say yes?
Sometimes I get some cigarettes sometimes.
Oh, right, okay. And then what?
And then I leave fulfilled.
You don't stick around to listen to them talk?
No, by that time I've planted the bomb. Microphone.
The microphone?
it depends on the situation sometimes.
Oh, whoa.
Sometimes it's a microphone.
Oh, so you place a bug and you fuck off?
Yeah.
Oh. And then do you retrieve the bug later?
No, that's someone else's job.
Someone else comes over.
Yeah.
What job are they pretending to do when they do that?
I'm not trained. I'm
are they
not
like
trained
a bus conductor?
Bug retrieval.
Who comes and retrieves a bus? The bug? Is it like? Is it a postman? What's going on?
It's a tea lady, isn't it? Because
it's in a cafe.
It's a cafe.
Yeah. You have tea ladies.
But,
at a cafe.
You know, if it wasn't a cafe, if it was a pub, it'd be the barman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're adaptable.
Yeah.
They have different... Okay. And this is how British intelligence operates nowadays, is it?
Well, as far as I know.
I guess that's like hiding in plain sight, I guess. It's like so obvious that it can't be suspicious.
Exactly.
Because he's making such a song and dance out of sweeping around us and asking if these top secret documents are rubbish that he could handily take care of for us. Do you have like a shredder with you in case someone needs something shredding? And it actually doesn't shred them. It's actually got shredded paper inside it, and it just spits that out when it sucks up the document.
That sounds like a great idea.
Or it scans it as it's shredding it.
I will pass that on to my superiors.
The MI6 should, infiltrate the companies that make shredders,
yeah?
And just make a secret deal with them and say, look, just put this in every shredder you make. And it's a little scanner. And everything that gets shredded ever instantly is scanned and sent to head office to be analysed.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
Or do you know they don't?
No. Good point. That's why I don't shred stuff. Yeah. I put it neatly in the bin, collated.
Well, you shouldn't be worried because MI6 is foreign intelligence. It's MI5 you've got to watch out for.
Oh, that's who you work for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So what about this new Russian... scandal with the guy who got radioactivated.
It's all a big cover-up.
Cover-up?
Yeah. I probably shouldn't be saying this on radio, but...
What do you mean on radio?
On
What, here on this...
Oh, here on this street, yes. Sorry, yes.
God, Luke, seriously.
Sorry, I've broken cover already.
It's like the first time I've seen you in months.
I'm a rubbish spy.
But I guess that's where we spent most of our time together, is in the radio studio, so I can guess it's like muscle memory.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not on the radio right now, we're standing in the street.
I probably shouldn't be saying this.
You've got a bucket in front of you with coins in it.
I probably shouldn't be saying this...
In public.
In public, uh-huh. In front of all these Russian tourists.
Just say it quietly to me.
Yeah, well, basically.
What?
Right. It's an inside job.
What are we talking about again?
The Russian...
Oh, the spy.
the poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cover-up.
Yeah, yeah.
In what way? What do you mean?
Ah, you see, our government just wants an excuse to go to war.
Oh.
Because they
want a distraction from all this Brexit stuff.
Yeah, basically, you know, if our country looks like it might be going in the direction of civil war...
People will get... we look for an international war...
Yeah.
To help people become patriotic.
Yeah.
And then we'll have nationalism will be instilled and justified.
And then we can get rid of all the foreigners.
And then we can move on with Brexit. And then it'll be Brexit to the power of Brexit, where we'll actually take it up a notch and get rid of all the foreigners. And
plus which, if we do well enough kicking Russia's ass, then...
Which we totally will.
Then the EU, they're going to be quaking in their booties, aren't they?
Mm.
They're going to be like, take it all, have the billions back.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be begging for us to, like, love them up again.
Yeah, protect us. We're right next door to them.
Mm.
You live a bit further away.
Yeah.
Give us a nuke. We'll go, no.
Wow. So, wow. So you're saying Theresa May herself killed that guy?
Well, not Theresa May.
Well, she may have.
I doubt it. She's actually... I probably shouldn't be saying this on the streets.
What?
In front of all these Japanese tourists.
Mm.
She's actually a robot.
Theresa May is?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's.
I'm not surprised, to
be
honest.
It's crazy. Like, and the thing, they keep updating her programming in weird ways. Like last week, they gave her a fist bump update. It was...
she met those Grenfell guys.
Yeah.
She went and fist bumped everyone.
Yeah. It was just... Yeah.
I thought that was just her trying to have minimal physical contact with commoners.
Yeah, maybe.
But she's a robot.
You may touch the outside of the hand, yeah. Not the inside.
That's for licking.
Yeah.
Why is she always licking her hand like that? She's always licking her palm.
It's
Theresa May. She's just always licking her palm. Why? The Theresa May licks her palm a lot. Why?
Yeah.
Why does she do that?
It's because she's a robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The moisture distribution system is not functioning to its optimal capacity.
Why does a robot need moisture distribution?
To appear real.
Oh.
You know, if you looked in her mouth and it was dry...
You'd go, that's a robot.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a robot.
It's the best test.
Where's the real Prime Minister?
You know, that was what the AI industry has been working on for years. How to get past the dry mouth test.
Wow. So water comes out of her palm and she sucks it up.
No. Water comes out of her mouth.
Oh, too much water.
She puts it on her palm so her palm doesn't feel dry.
Okay.
Because it's a high-powered job.
If someone had dry palms, I wouldn't assume they were a robot.
She'd have sweaty palms.
Oh, she'd have sweaty palms all the time.
Yeah. Because otherwise you'd think, well, she's really calm.
Has she always been a robot?
Ever since the 70s.
Whoa. And is it just her? Have all prime ministers been robots? Or have all politicians been robots?
Well...
Has everyone who's ever been a prime minister been a robot their whole life? Since the 70s?
Well, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the street.
But with all these Hispanic tourists.
Yeah. And... That one Jamaican.
Yes, brother.
Singing reggae songs.
He's fist pumping everyone.
The program's malfunctioning again.
No, I think he's actually a human.
Oh, okay, right.
That's just what Jamaicans do.
I didn't realize real people fist pumped.
Yeah, of course. Have we never fist bumped?
Probably.
Not.
No, I thought.
Are you a human?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, but you just said you didn't realize humans fist bump.
I thought that was something we made up.
Oh, me? You thought that was a me and you thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Luke. So naive. Yeah, you know all the secrets of this country.
Yeah, well.
Wow. Okay.
It was...
All right.
It was, it's strange. I just...
You know what? That's much cooler than having a baby, to be honest.
Yeah. I just applied for the job on the back of a Weetabix packet. It's just a shame. It clashes.
Well, they were looking for people with high fiber content.
Yeah,
they need like only recruits with solid stools. None of this diarrhea nonsense getting in the way.
Well, Weetabix is the thinking man's cereal, isn't it?
Mm. Do you put honey on your Weetabix?
No.
What? Straight up?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, he's so white. This job with the government, is that ongoing then?
No, it finished.
It's finished?
It's finished. That's why I can come back to the show.
You can come back?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Seriously?
Yeah.
You're not just teasing me, are you?
No, absolutely. I'm down forever.
You're back on Fridays?
Yep.
So how come this job is ending?
My cover was blown. I can't do it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
How?
Well, I was doing what I normally do.
What, at a cafe?
Yeah.
Were you at a cafe this time as well? Yeah.
No, this time it was it was a pasty.
Oh yeah, one of those
outlet.
Yeah.
In a station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can Waterloo.
Yeah.
What's the name of that pasty one?
Pasties.
Okay. Yeah, and what happened?
Yeah, I was there. I was doing my thing. I was sweeping.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And then you went, don't mind me.
Yeah.
I'm just sweeping here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who was it you were spying on?
It was it was an American businessman.
Uh-huh. What kind of business? Like oil?
Tobacco.
Tobacco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was talking to a British lung cancer advocate. No, that's not the
awareness kind
yeah,
of charity.
Cancer Research UK.
Whoa. What, coming up with like they're in collusion?
Yeah.
So what happened? And they were there. They met up for a pasty.
You know, they like to do their business covertly as well.
Okay, so you have an American tobacco industry mogul. Mm-hmm. You have a Cancer Research UK representative.
Yeah.
Having a pasty.
Yeah.
You roll up with a broom.
Yeah.
Excuse me, gents, I'm just sweeping here.
Yeah. No.
Don't mind me, gents, sorry.
They were ladies.
Oh!
You just assumed, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Huh. Well, you know how like your brain sometimes, you know, can malfunction.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Right. So, these two women, chatting shit about cancer.
Yeah. they were just chatting a breeze about lung cancer.
You know, and then the cancer research woman was saying, "Well, you know what? It's okay. We've actually cured lung cancer. We've cured all cancer, but." But we never tell anyone because then we wouldn't get any money.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's like when they invented the light bulb, they invented light bulbs that that would never blow, but they never sold them because then people wouldn't have to keep buying light bulbs.
And then was the tobacco lady like, well, actually, we've invented a cancer-free cigarette.
Yeah.
But we've just never released it.
And they're saying, don't bother. It's, you know, you want to...
The industries feed each other, don't they?
You want to keep causing cancer so that we get some money. Here, we'll bung you 12 mil.
And then they're like, we want you to never cure cancer, so we keep making money.
Yeah, and but Why don't
here's
you say
12 mil for you?
Yeah. So it cancelled each other out.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to get some of the notes that just sort of flew away casually.
So you walk over and go, up. Is this rubbish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, are you a spy?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh.
No, what gave it away? Gave it away?
I was wearing my I'm world's number one spy t-shirt.
Oh, you idiot. You in your comedy t-shirts. Your comedy t-shirts. I told you one day they'd get you in trouble. You remember when we went to that gala and you wore your t-shirt that looks like a tuxedo?
Yeah.
And I said that you're going to get in trouble that night, and you didn't. You got away with it.
Yeah.
But I said one day one of your t-shirts is going to get you in trouble.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, the way I look at it is it's hiding in plain sight. You know?
Yeah.
No one is going to suspect that someone with a t-shirt saying world's number one spy is actually gonna be,
but you took it too far there.
Well, I wasn't the world's number one spy. So
I'm guessing they both went home. I'm guessing they both went home and went on the forums for corruption in government and business, and said, "Look out for this man. He's not a street sweeper."
They saw through it because I'm not the world's number one spy. I'm top 10 at best.
Yeah. Well, anymore?
Well, no, not anymore. So
you know, you're already as good as your last hit.
They thought, This is not the world's number one spy. Yet he's wearing a t-shirt saying he is the world's number one spy. Perhaps he is not the world's number one spy, but he could still be a spy.
You have any element of doubt? That's enough reason to flag it. Yeah,
I was foolish.
So then what happened?
It
became like the talk on all the forums. I'm guessing.
Yeah,
your face was. Did they take a picture of you?
No, I got away too quickly.
Oh.
I shoved the pasty in their face.
Oh.
And,
but is that the pasty place that has a picture of you behind the bar? Behind the counter?
Well, they do now.
Yeah. Do not feed this man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you keep shoving pasties in people's faces.
Yeah. To be fair, I went back and did it a few times the next day just to sort of cover my tracks so they'd just think I was a nutter.
Uh-huh.
And not
it didn't work, though.
Not number one, but top 10.
So how did MI5 find out about this?
Oh, I told them.
Oh, you went back and reported the office. You have to do mission report.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, was there no option to stay?
Well, they
facial reconstructive surgery?
They said I could become a woman, but
you're not feeling it right now.
Well, I said, you know, what do you have to do to...
You've already been there.
...to become a woman these days? And they said, you just have to identify as a woman. So I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
So that was the end of it.
Uh-huh. Well, why wouldn't you want to... It's not worth it for the job.
Yeah, no.
So you wouldn't have to do any sort of physical... You don't have to even shave your beard off or anything.
No. No, you just say...
No, I'm a woman with a beard.
I identify as woman. Yeah.
As woman.
Yeah. You think I look like a man? You transferred.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. But then, yeah. And that's... Yeah. Yeah. You know, like in the books when you're a kid, like body books,
uh-huh.
And there's a picture of a naked man and a naked woman, and it goes, man, woman.
Yeah.
And it like points at their genitals and say, that's how you tell the difference.
Yeah, but they're...
We're not going to need those anymore.
Yeah, that's a thing of the past.
They'll have the same pictures... Yeah, of a naked man, naked woman, but they could both look the same. Doesn't matter. But the arrow will point at their wallet.
Yeah.
And it'll go, open that. And then there's another picture of the open wallet, and you see their driving license,
mm-hmm.
and you find the prefix, and then that's how you tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if I identified as a woman, I'd have to use women's toilets, and queues are so long.
But, you know, if you go to places in East London, they all have unisex toilets now.
Yeah,
so
it's progress, but it's slow, isn't it?
Slow progress,
not quick enough for me.
No,
so I'll leave it another 10 years or so. Maybe I'll reconsider.
All right, cool, man. Well, I guess I'll see you around then.
Yeah, all right.
I'll see you Friday.
Yeah, next Friday I'll be down for the Lil show.
All right, wicked.
Yeah.
Obviously, we won't talk about any of the spice stuff.
No,
we're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's probably better you send me an email of everything you don't want me to talk about on air so that I can study that beforehand. Because you got a lot of stuff now that you don't like being discussed.
Mm.
Okay.
Hey, before you go, do you want to sing a song?
No. Okay. No, I haven't really done that stuff for a while.
But you've...
That's another thing why I've missed you. It's because we make a lot of music together, huh?
Yeah.
We used to make a lot of music together.
Yeah.
It's generally the same song I go over and over with different words on it.
Oh, sorry. I just slipped on that pistachio ice cream that's melting.
Yeah, I'll see you later. No resistance? All right, okay. See you later then, mate.
Okay. I'll stay here with all the Armenian tourists. Shit.
You got... What's this?
Hey, 10, leave my money alone.
20, 25. How long have you been here? 35.
About 4.
46.
4 minutes.
Seven. 4 minutes?
Yeah.
You were here 4 minutes before I came. You've got £47.72 in here.
Yeah.
You've been here 4 minutes.
It's a good song.
Huh.
I've played it twice.
So what, you just stand here and you sing and people put money in there?
Yeah, yeah. So that's how busking works.
Well, I guess I could stick around for a song. I guess.
Four
minutes, we make 50 quid.
Yeah. I brought a spare guitar just in case.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So I have mine as well with me.
Oh, too many guitars.
I don't need that then.
Yeah. What we could really do with is a harmonica, though.
Ah.
Why are you pulling down your trousers?
I've got a harmonica!
Oh! I don't want to know where your trumpet's kept.
You know, for old time's sake, maybe it could be fun to do a little blues together, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. £50 in 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what all buskers make.
Fucking hell, that's amazing.
It's surprising that there aren't more people out on the streets.
I'm really broke. All right, well, what should we do a blues about? About how much we've missed each other?
Yeah, could do. Find some sort of meaty topic. What's been happening in the news lately?
I'm shocked that Theresa May's a robot.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that guy dying.
Oh, you know what, though?
What?
If we sing a song about Theresa May being a robot, it'll be like the hiding in plain sight again, won't it? It'll be like convincing people that she's not a robot because we're singing that she is a robot.
Uh-huh.
People won't believe it.
Yeah, or we could just not mention it at all and not sing about her being a robot. And then no one will have any reason to think she is.
That sounded like a really good idea for a blues song.
Don't you have a vendetta? Don't you want to be a whistleblower now, seeing as they've kicked you out of their realm?
Nah, it's water under the bridge.
So a blues about robotic prime minister. And we'll see. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let's do it. Okay, this is the robot prime minister blues. Something secret about her. Have you ever noticed the way she walks and talks and the way she sometimes stutter? And when she's licking her palm, that's just a robotic malfunction. Ow. Well, till I've really missed you. Now I'm singing about a robot prime minister. She had a program update to fist bump. Yeah. And now I'm here singing.
walking on the streets like a tramp.
Give us a solo!
Since we've done the blues. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Grazie.
Oh, cheers. Cheers, mate. For that.
That's like 75p.
Yeah.
75p.
We got the magic back, baby.
Cool. All right. See you later, Luke. That's not quite what you promised.
Wow.
What do you mean? What? Why 75p?
Well, we didn't put enough money in to start with, did we?
Like people that... Wait. It was £47 in there before.
Yeah, but I put that in my pocket, didn't I?
Yeah, but you made £47 from one fucking song on your own.
Uh-huh.
And now we sang a song together.
Yeah, but what I did, right, before people started throwing money in...
Yeah.
I put in a few pence, and people go, oh, look, he's worth money.
Oh.
And then they throw money. And what we did there, because I put all the money that I made in my pocket, and then we tried to make money from nothing, people look in the hat and they go, oh, they've got no money. Their singing must be shit.
Oh. So people aren't actually judging us by the talent.
Yeah.
They're judging us by what other people have judged us.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying now that we've got 75p in there.
Yeah, next one is a 50 quidder.
Yeah?
Probably.
Oh. You do this every day, do you?
Yeah, when I'm not working for the government. And I'm not working for the government anymore.
No, you're definitely not.
Yeah, and that's not even I'm not working for the government, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like I'd say when I was working for the government. I'm really not working for the government. No wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No wink, nudge.
No, I'm not.
You're not working for
I'm
the government.
I'm not working for the government.
Okay.
It's not a double bluff.
Okay. All right, then. You're not working for the government.
No.
Okay.
I told you.
All right.
How many times? How many times do I have to tell you?
Okay. Cool. Oh, mate.
Yeah?
Fuck. I've completely forgot to tell you. I didn't actually hear anything from you, actually. I was expecting to hear from you in February. Because it was the Lil Show's third birthday.
Oh, yeah.
3 years of the Lil Show.
Yeah.
You remember we did that first birthday show when we did a big live show in Soho?
Yeah.
And then on the second birthday, we did a big live show at the London Improv Theatre.
Yeah.
Well, this February was our third birthday.
Yeah, and it snowed.
Yeah, it was snowing everywhere. It was quite beautiful, yeah. But I didn't hear from you. I sent a message saying, hey, man, third birthday. I know you're really busy, but any ideas for something we could do? Did you not get that message?
Yeah, but I was snowed in. I couldn't.
You were snowed in that day?
Yeah, I couldn't reply.
Well, it wasn't like a one-day thing. It was kind of like a vague... You couldn't reply because you were snowed in. Yeah. Wait a sec. What was your internet snowed in?
No, my fingers.
Your fingers were snowed in.
Yeah.
To what? Your gloves.
I left them in the letterbox.
What? they were so cold that they just broke off into the letterbox.
No, I was in the house, and I thought, oh, it looks cold outside. So I put, as you do,
oh,
I
you
put
stuck my, your fingers, my fingers through the little
through
flap.
The letterbox to see how cold is it outside, and they,
like a fox came and bit them off.
No, they got frozen.
Oh, and just fell off.
No, I still got all my... Look, can you not see my fingers?
Okay, I see your fingers.
I still got all my fingers.
But you were frozen there to the letterbox.
Yeah.
For how long?
See, my hand was a little bit moist. Right.
And it just iced over and you couldn't pull him through.
Yeah, basically. I had to wait. I had to wait for the fire brigade to...
But the fire brigade took a long time to get there.
Yeah, because they were snowed in.
Because they were... Oh, I guess that's an excuse, I suppose. Well, I'm still kind of open to ideas, I guess. It's our third birthday.
Yeah.
We're 3 years old now.
Wow. Let's...
And you were on the first ever Lil Show, weren't you?
Was I?
No, you weren't.
No.
But Dr. Sinistra... The first ever Lil Show was with the Sinister Tales of Dr. Sinistra.
I love those guys.
Yeah. I really miss those guys. That was a horror improv team we were a part of. But you weren't on that episode, no.
No.
Andy was there, and Jerry was there. Sarah,
Anthony.
And Anthony, of course.
The unforgettable.
No, Anthony's great. Anthony's fantastic.
Yeah.
He was just really similar to Andy. The name.
Yeah. No personality or at all. Appearance.
That's what got it all kicked off.
Yeah.
But you were in Doc Sinister at the time, you just couldn't make it that episode.
Yeah.
But you came on a later episode.
Did.
Was that a Sinister episode?
Yeah.
Or is yeah. And then I fell in love with you. Yeah, I miss those guys. That feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah.
In old South Kilburn Studios.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, Luke, being demolished in March, being demolished this month.
Oh.
It's not going to be there anymore.
So
they're knocking it down to build some luxury apartments, probably.
So we'll just do our radio show in the car park?
No. In April, we'll be doing our show from a brand new spanking... studio. It's not a spanking studio.
I thought they shut those down.
In the Granville Community Centre, just down the road.
Ah.
Yeah, so we'll have a nice new studio for us.
Lovely.
Probably with all the same old equipment in it, but the walls will be clean.
These walls are... The walls
if
in...
If they
in,
could talk.
In the Kilburn studio, I should say, are disgusting.
If these walls could talk... They wouldn't be able to because their lips would be glued together from all the scum on the walls.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yes it is.
That's exciting. They're knocking down the building. So they're doing a big party.
Hey.
On Friday the 23rd of March. And we'll be doing a special show on that day.
Yeah.
With all sorts of characters from South Kilburn Studios coming into the studio to contribute. Yeah.
Will we see some welcome guests return?
Let's see. You know, I don't like to plan stuff too much.
Okay. By which you mean you haven't asked anyone yet. Oh, have you seen the news?
You what?
Have you seen the news?
What do you mean?
Have I got a newspaper?
Oh, yeah.
I know you like talking about funny news.
No,
stories.
I know what the news is, but yeah. Tell me what news in particular you're talking about.
Well, I thought you might be able to use this for the radio show next week when you do the show again. Because it's a funny story, and I know you like to talk about funny stories.
Well, spit it out then. What is it?
Oh, just Shall I read it for you then?
Go on then.
The headline says, "Fury at Afghan Donald Trump," and Donald Trump in inverted commas. "An Afghan man received death threats after naming his son Donald Trump."
No.
Can you pronounce that name?
Asadullah Poya.
Yeah.
Asadullah Poya.
Decided on the name after reading the then Apprentice star's book, Trump, How to Get Rich. I thought, this is a great man, said Mr. Poya, whose unusually blonde son, above, you can see a picture of him. Is he unusually blonde?
No.
No. was born in August 2016. Neighbours were furious at the non-Muslim name. Mr. Poya had to move his family to Kabul, and they have had death threats online.
No. Well, you know what? Serves him right for being such an idiot. So his son is called Donald Trump Poya. And is Donald Trump one word?
I don't know. It doesn't elaborate on that. I've That's literally weird, read you the entire story.
There is a weird fascination with Donald Trump in the Middle East. I think there's a funny contradiction there, because obviously people in the Middle East have mixed feelings for the USA, but at the same time they love money and they love ambition and business and entrepreneurship, and a lot of people do. I've heard several stories like this of people in strange Eastern countries or just celebrating Donald Trump or just being obsessed with him. It's a weird thing, man. How do you
rappers used to celebrate Donald Trump as well. There's like, you can find them on the internet. There's so many sort of compilations of rap songs with rhymes like, you know, I'm going to be richer than Donald Trump and all that sort of stuff, until he ran for president, obviously. And then,
wow, then, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, and bling and that connection with affluence. Yeah, man, I don't... Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And whereas we kind of laugh at him... People have always laughed at him, though, right? Even before he was a politician.
Tell you what,
do you like Donald Trump?
I'm going to sidestep that question. The other day, I saw an old episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, he's...
And Donald Trump was on it.
Yeah. He's making an offer to buy...
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Buy the...
You've seen it. You're
buy the house, and they're trying to convince Uncle Phil not to sell the house.
Yeah, until they find out how much he's going to pay for it, and then they...
Isn't that a Clips episode?
Yeah.
Because they're looking back at memories of why the house is so special. All the, oh, don't you remember when this happened in the house? Don't you remember when that happened in the house? Well, yeah, obviously all this shit's going to happen in your house, because you have one set, and it's the fucking house. and then Donald Trump comes in at the end with his wife at the time.
Yeah.
Who he basically pulls around on a leash. She says one line in it, and he keeps referring to her as... my wife, or she, and which wife was that? What was her name? yeah, and then and then he's like, "Oh, we were looking at the wrong house, isn't it? We were actually interested in the house across the road. Our mistake."
Yeah,
it turns out he's not going to buy it anyway.
Yeah,
and everyone's kind of relieved.
No. By that point, they all wanted him to buy the house because he...
Because they started looking at bad memories from the house.
No, because he'd offered like a huge amount.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were just like, let's take the money.
Yeah. And then he'd... ah, Donald Trump got one up on the Smith family.
Yeah. remember the Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Do you remember Capri Suns? Had a little straw. Cool. Yeah, so shall we do a song? Shall we sing another song for these people?
Yeah,
there's money in the bucket now.
Let's make some money.
In the bucket / hat.
Be as rich as Donald Trump.
Let's make some fucking money, speaking of which.
For all our listeners, you've
what listeners? What are you talking about?
The Radio Gold.
What listeners?
Oh yeah, no, the people on the street.
Why don't you give them a bit of banter? Introduce us or
these
something.
These Australian tourists.
Do a little while I'm tuning up. Why don't you just do some banter with these people? Get their attention. Try and drum up a little crowd.
Hello. So we're buskers. That is what we are.
What was the name of our band again?
Panic Attack.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. We haven't performed together in a while.
Yeah, excuse us if we're a little rusty.
But now we're gonna blow your socks off. Metaphorically speaking, of course. I mean, probably be a bit tricky to do that literally. Oh, that sounds good.
Keep going, mate.
Oh yeah, sorry. So yeah, any money that you can donate our way, for
you want to be rich like Trump?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Just for tuning. That's very generous of you.
Got it. This is a little folk song for you folks about the eternal chase for wealth, how greed consumes us all. Whether you're a commoner, a pauper, a president, a queen, an alien,
or a robot.
Careful, boy, it will consume you. The evil greed demon is trying to take you. He'll dye your hair blonde and give you a tower. And you shall succumb to its everlasting power. Has greed ever consumed you?
Greed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened, baby?
There's this one time I was in a sweet shop and I just didn't think. I spent £15 straight up on sherbet lemons.
Whoa.
I love a sherbet lemon.
I bet you do. Luke really loves a sherbet lemon. Sucking on them for hours, he's in heaven. But little does he know his teeth are rotten. Was it really worth all the lemon sherbet he's gotten? You know what this song needs right now?
Yeah.
It needs an amazing Luke Valvona ukulele solo. Do you still remember how to do it, baby?
No.
We'll do it anyway, baby. Here we go. Centuries on you, America's been taking down. Yeah, 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 we go. Yeah, you are looking down, and you're nailing down.
And that's why greed will consume us all.
Yeah!
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. A £2 coin.
Oh, and wait for it. Wait for it.
A £5 note.
Paper money makes no sound.
£10. Oh, man. Wow, Luke, that one was a bit better.
Yeah, £103.42.
Well,
I can
you
tell.
Counted that quick.
Just from weighing it. That's what you can do when you're a
shit.
Busker.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, they're still going.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so you've got the ability to just count money like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rain Man.
Yep. Well, not quite. Just, you know.
I think that's better than Rain Man. Rain Man could only count matchsticks, bro. Was it toothpicks? But you can count, like, different nominations of coins.
Yeah, it's all in the weight.
How much was it again?
£103.24.
I took 19p out of it. Well done. I tried to trick you. I tried to trick you there. But you got me. I took 19p out and you still got it right. Wow, Luke. That's amazing. Cool. Wow. That's over 50 quid each.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's the kind of money that the good busker can make. Even average buskers like us.
Well,
on a 3-minute basis.
Okay. Well, how long were you planning on staying out here today?
Just until it stops raining.
Till it stops raining.
Yeah, I'm a sadist.
Well, the forecast says it's going to keep raining for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we had the beast from the east.
Uh huh.
Yeah, this is the drizzle from the mizzle. Gonna last 2 weeks, man, of like tepid rain. hey, do you mind if I stick around? Let's make some more cash.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
All right, sweet. Well, okay, well, before we carry on, let me just I'm gonna run to that public toilet over there.
Oh, okay, yeah,
just relieve myself, yeah, take a bit of the pressure off,
yeah,
and then I'll come back and we'll bust some more. Yeah,
yeah, it's a nice public toilet, that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. What's some of its special features? I've never used it before.
Used to be one of George Michael's favourites.
Oh, mate. Fucking hell, Luke. All right. All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'm back.
Cheers.
Hey, brother.
Oh, hold on a sec. Thank you.
Did you just do a song without me?
No, I did some interpretive dance.
You were doing some interpretive dance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did that look like?
Begging. But it wasn't, so I kept
so
my
busking
integrity.
Busking is quite a vague concept for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
consider anything busking. It's not always musical.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, well, if the interpretive dance is around a sign that's saying homeless, please help, even though I'm not homeless myself, I'm playing a character who is.
Okay. Okay, let's try that. Let's just do it now. Where do you get this sign from then? Is that your sign? Did you make that sign, homeless, please help?
Through the magic of interpretive dance.
All right, so we just get on our knees and pretend to beg?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Come on then, let's get on our knees. Oh, wait, no, sorry, my phone's ringing. My phone, I'm getting a phone call, mate. I'm sorry, I got to run, I got to take this call.
Just go in that phone box. No one's using it, no one ever uses phone box.
Okay, it's, yeah, I'll run in there.
Yeah, sort of anachronistic at this point.
But I feel bad. You going to be all right without me for a bit?
Yeah, yeah, I'll just carry on with my interpretive dance. I'll just listen through the glass.
No, I've spent so long away from you, man. I don't want to leave you again.
Yeah, but anyway, you should probably get the phone because it's still
ringing. No, look. I've got a better idea. Look, I've got this app, okay? So if you call this number, here, take this card. Okay. If you call this number, it will automatically connect you to my phone call, all right?
It sounds convoluted, but okay.
And you'll be able to listen in on the call, but you won't be able to join in, unfortunately.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Boop, 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 boop. I've got this app that makes...
makes noises when you dial.
Noises when
you
dial.
That's fine. All right. Boop, boop. Okay, so you just stand there. Is it ringing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to pick up now, and you'll be connected to my call.
All right.
All right, see you in a minute.
Hello? Hi, hello. Oh, hey, Dad. Hi, hey, man, how you doing?
Not so bad, yourself?
I'm good, man, yeah. I'm just here with Luke doing some busking in the streets.
Oh, Luke. Yeah, all right. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. It's a bit of like a bit of a reunion.
Yeah, look, I have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
A television station, RT, are gonna phone me shortly.
RT, but, Russia Today.
Yeah, yeah. And 1 hour time, and they want to have an interview in their news bulletin via Skype.
Ooh.
I've never done it. How can I do that?
Oh shit! Wait, you need me to explain Skype to you?
Yeah, I mean, how can I get in touch with somebody, or somebody gets in touch with me through via Skype?
Okay,
I know how to use telephone.
Yeah, well, Skype is kind of, it's like a telephone on your laptop.
Ah, okay,
but they can see your face as well.
Ah, yeah, I know, I've seen Skype on television with other people, but I've never used it.
What's all that noise in the background, Dad?
Well, it's somebody Skyping in the house.
Is that the builder? Is that it again?
It is the builder.
Oh shit, God, you need to use Skype. But Dad, I don't know how to do this on the phone. Alright, if you go on the internet,
okay.
type in Skype. Yeah?
Just a minute. Skype, yeah?
Yeah, and you got it in one. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, type in Skype into your search engine.
Alright.
Click the first thing that comes up, and then just do everything it tells you, and
just
you should
a minute.
Be fine.
Yes. Okay, it says next. Type next.
Yeah, just follow all the instructions from this point on.
All
and
right.
Just keep your fingers crossed that you're on a genuine Skype page.
All right, I think I got it.
And you just, you know, give your moustache a little trim because the camera shot on the Skype is a bit closer to what you're used to. Yeah,
it's, yeah. I don't need to wear a tie or anything.
I don't know, I don't think so. But be aware of what's in the background of your shot, because there's been some people on the news who've had quite embarrassing things in the background.
No, yeah, but...
Like, you know, take the TV off the porn channel before you go on air.
Okay.
Although it's Russian TV, so maybe... I don't know.
I'd switch it off anyhow. I don't think disrupt the connection.
It's off topic.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Good luck with that, Pops. I don't know if I can help you much more with that.
No, I think I'll, anyhow, even if you are on air, I'm going to send you a message if I fail to do it.
Oh,
okay?
Shit.
So be prepared.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, Dad, seeing as I got you on air...
All right.
Did you know that it's the Lil Show's third birthday?
Is it?
Yeah, it's my show's third birthday.
Oh, my God.
3 years.
Wow. My God, who's else birthday today I know of? A friend of ours, Mary Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle's wife.
Okay.
All right. It's her birthday as well.
Oh, Michelle's been on the show. He's your friend who was on our second birthday show.
Was he?
You and Michelle were on stage together on our second birthday.
Yeah, I remember
that. So it's his wife's birthday today as well.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not actually our birthday. Our birthday was about a month ago, but I've been struggling to think of a way to celebrate it.
Okay. So let us sing a song then.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Right now?
Celebrating the third birthday.
Okay.
All right, think of something. Do you want me to quickly?
I'll give you a bass line and you sing whatever you want on top, all right?
All right.
Boom, 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 boom.
It is the third birthday of the Lulz. Little Joe, Luke is with him in the studio and they are on air today. Well done, guys. 3 years of broadcast. Wow. Wow.
Big finish.
Well done.
That's so brilliant. I love you. That is really nice and very sweet of you. Although we're not on air, we're busking in the street, remember?
Most welcome.
All right. Thanks, Pop. Any idea of anything we should do to celebrate? Something different? Something big?
Well, I don't know, really. See how it goes.
Great. Okay. Good luck with your Skype interview, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later. Thank you, man.
I may come back to you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, mate.
There we go. I'm back. Hey, man. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did you listen?
Yeah.
He's a joker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did you like his song?
Well done. It was well done.
He's not quite Panicky Tack, though, is he?
Not quite.
Should we show him how it's done?
Yeah.
yeah. We should. We should do a song, a Lil Show song, for our third birthday.
Yeah.
That would be nice. We haven't ever... Well, we've got an intro song for the show, but that, as you know, wasn't written by me. That's my friend Adam.
Yeah.
Adam Halligan, who made our jingles. Most of them.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah, you've done that song live, actually, didn't you? You did that on our first birthday.
Yeah. I can't remember how it goes, though.
You can't?
No.
Okay, well, okay, let's do a new theme song for the Lil Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never needed to go to where it leads. But if I did, I would have to walk for quite a long time, 'cause the road is long.
So long. I know the road is long, but I'm waiting on the other side for you. Come along, and the conversational fat will chew. I've missed you, Luke. Missed the musical love we'd make together. So come on back, we can make musical love forever. Forever.
forever. It's a long road. If there was a shop at the end of the road that I wanted to go to, for am I not good enough? You need a shop. Am I not good enough for you? The shop is a metaphor. What's it a metaphor for? It's a metaphor for our relationship. Oh, I see. So I'm just a shop to you, am I? Something that will give and give and give and give and give and give.
No.
Oh.
Shop is somewhere where if you work at it, you get paid. That's what a relationship is like.
So you want a job at my shop?
No, it's not your shop.
I'm not hiring, right? What, am I also a fellow employee then at this shop?
Yeah, it's Tony's shop.
Well, we're both just working at Tony's shop.
Yeah.
How is that a metaphor for our relationship, mate?
Because, like, workmates. We're like workmates.
But I thought I had it pretty... Well, I was just waiting for you at the end of the road. It was nice and simple. Now you're getting a shop metaphor in there and I'm confused about this long, long road. Missed you.
And if you wanted to buy some crisps at the shop.
Oh, you're continuing with this metaphor.
So this is a new metaphor.
It's a new metaphor, yeah. But it's also a shop-based
it's
metaphor.
Convoluted, it's a song, right?
Okay. If I want some crisps.
Do you choose salt and vinegar?
Oh my god. No, I want the roast chicken flavoured crisps. But very few brands make that one anymore.
Yeah.
Except for my friend Luke. He's the roast chicken crisp flavour of friends. He's hard to find. Did I get it?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of metaphor.
Some friends already salted, and other cheese and onion.
But we can't all be so popular.
Some a prawn cocktail, but those are a dime a dozen. For real friendship, find the roast chicken. 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 For real friendship, find the roast chicken.
The road is long. Perhaps a Twix,
because we both work there.
And Twix is like, it's two of them, and they're both in the same package.
We're a twin pack, baby.
That's the panicky tack package. Oh, thank you,
oh,
thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Cheers.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Uh-huh. Oh, cheers. Wow.
I bet they're very generous, aren't they?
That was nice.
Those.
Bloody hell.
New Zealand tourists.
Wow, so is that the new
Is that the new Lil Show theme song?
Yeah.
It was a bit long.
Well, the road is long.
It didn't really have a lot to do with the show either. But I think it worked. We made, what? Wow, we made a lot of money from that one. And it's still coming. Cheers, pal.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Wow, man, I like this busking lark.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that was quite emotional, that.
We've nearly got enough for a car.
To get down that long road together.
Absolutely. Put it there, pal.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that's the wonderful sound of handshaking.
I just wanted to hold your hand.
Yeah.
Wow, that was... We got a lot out there, didn't we? We hashed out a lot of our unspoken emotions there.
Yeah, it's been a been a long 3 years. But at the end of it, there is a shop with the roast chicken crisps.
Hey, let's do an upbeat one.
No!
I've got these lyrics from my scrapbook.
Okay.
You know that... Remember that game we do on the show, the Teenage Wanks game?
Yeah.
Where I have a scrapbook of lyrics from when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
All these lyrics I wrote when I was a teenager.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've got my scrapbook with me. I've got all these lyrics. Let's put them to use, shall we? I haven't heard these lyrics to music for a long time. Why don't you pick one?
That one.
Okay. Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, this is really bad. Oh, my God. This is a terrible song. But let's make it better, shall we?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah?
Yep.
Let's do something a bit more brisk, huh? Let's do a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a song. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a song called Searching. I wrote it when I was 14 years old.
Ah.
Luke, take it away. I'll be searching for you. I'm on the prowl, hear me growl, a desperate animal. And if you remove all I learned, you'll be left with an animal. I'll howl at the moon as I search for you. You to understand, I won't bury my head in the sand. I'll charge like an elephant, chasing your scent forever. I demand if you remove all I've learned, you'll be left with an animal, and I'll build a nest for two. For now, I'll just search for you. Okay, we need a solo here. No, no, no. They can shoot me with darts, they can try with the nets, but behind this stampeding heart is a stampede of regret. And if you remove all I've learned, you'll be left with an animal. But I'll bust out of any cage or zoo on my endless search, on my endless search, on my endless search for you. Oh, yeah!
That sounded better than the original. Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. I wrote that one myself. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Oh, shit. The bucket broke. Oh, no. Oh, no. We better go back to the hat. Oh, wow. Luke.
Yeah.
That's been amazing, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pick up these coins. Thank you. I guess we should do one more, huh?
Yeah.
Before we leave.
Let's do the movie.
It's about to stop raining. It's about to stop raining, man.
Yeah.
I saw a movie recently.
Yeah.
Before we sing.
Yeah.
Have you seen this film called The Beguiled?
No, I haven't.
It's like an old film with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Clint Eastwood, he's like, it's not set in the 70s, it was made in the 70s, right, like early 70s.
Ah, so it's set in the past.
And it's set during the Civil War in America.
Ah.
And Clint Eastwood plays like a soldier, a Confederate soldier, or what's the other one? The Union?
Mm-hmm.
He's one or the other. And he's on enemy, behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
And he gets injured.
Uh-huh.
His leg gets bust up.
Yeah.
And he gets taken in by a school for girls. Like, there's a school for girls who find this wounded soldier and take him in. And he convinces them that he's on the other side, the side that they're on.
Oh, yeah.
So he's actually, like, undercover, essentially.
Yeah.
But all these girls from... So, like, two of the students from the school and the mistress, the headmistress, fall in love with him.
Uh-huh.
And he has an affair with all three of them. And one of them is, like, really smart and gets him going... mentally. One of them is really young and sexy and gets him going physically, and the headmistress is mature and they have a more mutual understanding. They kind of have a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
And
sorry, I just slipped in that pistachio ice cream
again.
Yeah,
you know, that really fucking pissed me off.
I'm sorry.
When I first got here, you took my fucking ice cream and chucked it on the ground. I was just about ready to turn around and leave.
Yeah.
And tell you never to come back to the show. But now, after all we've been through today, I feel like you never left.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's all right. I'll buy you a Twix sometime to make up for it.
So obviously, at one point, the girls find out about each other.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, it's a bit creepy and it's very dated. But they're making a remake of this movie.
Uh-huh.
Or it's already come out or it's about to come out. I can't remember which. But The Beguiled. And it's a very odd film. And Clint Eastwood gets really fucking angry because...
Is he still in it? In the new one?
No.
No.
But he gets pushed down some stairs by one of the... girls when she finds out he's been fooling around with other girls. She pushes him down some stairs and then the headmistress, to get revenge on him, because she finds out, everyone finds out at the same time.
Yeah.
So when he's like, he busts his leg again, and she decides the only thing to do is to amputate. So they amputate his leg. And so he goes through some like mental torture that way.
Mm.
But he also kind of deserves it.
That was before anesthetic.
Yeah, they knock him out with wine.
Uh-huh.
Just smack him around the head with the bottle. But yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think his name is like Sergeant Clifton or something.
Sergeant Clifton?
Yeah. Or like Clifton. Cliff. His name was Cliff Thompson.
Cliff Thompson.
Yeah, that was it.
Right.
Sergeant Cliff Thompson. Do they have sergeants in the American army?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, a drill sergeant. Shall we just do a song about that?
Yeah, why the hell not?
For old time's sake, let's do a goodbye song. Why don't we do the song? Because I noticed that the soundtrack for that film...
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed, though, about the film is that the soundtrack was really minimalist.
Yeah.
It was just like kind of strings.
Uh-huh.
Not much else. Very quietly in the background, and that continued into the credits at the end, and it was just kind of boring. The music kind of let it down a bit. So I was thinking it would be improved if it had one of those cool songs over the end credits that kind of explained the story, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like they did, like they do in, you know, like a Men in Black.
Yeah.
Or Wild Wild West. You know, there's a rap at the end of the song.
Every film that Will Smith has
done.
Every
film he's done, yeah. Or the Addams Family.
Yeah.
MC Hammer did a song about the story.
Yeah, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and it kind of...
Two, was it?
The
old one.
Not the new old one. Yeah. Not the new not, two. The old, old one.
The old two. The old sequel.
The old sequel. With, not the new sequel.
With Vanilla Ice, wasn't it?
He rapped about the Ninja Turtles.
Tells the whole story of the film.
And I think it's just really useful at the end of a film, kind of just...
In some
in case
form.
You didn't get the film.
Yeah, if you forget.
Because isn't it weird when you go to the cinema with your friends and you all leave and you didn't get it, but everyone else seems to have gotten it.
Yeah.
I always think like it would be really useful if they just had a song that explained the story at the end.
Yeah.
That just so when you leave the cinema, you can be on board with the conversation with your mates.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, I really like how everything rhymed in the film.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking maybe we could write a song for the end of The Beguiled.
Yeah, but in a minimalist way.
I guess so, like, yeah. Like, we'll keep it a bit down-tempo.
We'll only sing one word each.
What?
Yeah, let's just do it, but we only get one word each to sing.
What, throughout the whole song, you only get one word?
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe just one word at a time, at least.
Oh, so sing the song one
word
at a time.
Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly.
Whoa. You know what? That will be a true test of our friendship.
Of our busking skills.
And our skills.
Yeah.
And our partnership. Yeah, okay. Fuck it. All right. Okay. So, ladies and gents, hey, I know you're all from Kazakhstan, but just try and keep up. This is the song that comes at the end of the film The Beguiled from 1971.
An A minor start, yeah.
You want to start in an A minor?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Why not? Seems right. Should we?
Sergeant.
Was
wondering
what
way
to
go.
Oh,
then
suddenly
he
was
hit
by
shrapnel.
His
leg
bust
wide
open.
That
was
not
good.
No,
sir. Taking
his
self
across
the
field,
he
was
spotted
by
his
niece.
Protect
you. School
is
bursting
with
women.
You
need
love.
You
need
medical
attention.
Come
and
come
and
come. So, Sergeant
went
along.
He
was
played
for
a
dong. Give us a solo, Luke. Yes, that's right. He was played for a dong. For the ladies at the school all instantly fell in love with his rugged good looks as soon as he walked through the door. Yes, in the mornings, sweet Matilda would serve him breakfast with pet rose petals scattered over it. In the afternoons, young Caroline would read him poetry from the balcony. And in the evenings, the headmistress, Mrs. Stricksmith, would rub his calves and soothe his pain. But with all this attention, young Sergeant was
was unable to decide which way to go, which way to allow his heart to fall. Or should he let himself fall in love at all? For after all, he was behind enemy lines, y'all. What should he do?
Will
the
young girls still
entice
me?
Or will
they
entice
someone
else?
Take my heart
and
flee.
The
Confederacy is
coming
for me.
Traitorous
romantic,
particularly
dashing
Clint
Eastwood
portrays
Sergeant
in
the,
what was it called?
The Beguiling.
Beguiling.
The Beguiling.
Whoa, thank you, thank you. Oh my god. Whoa, thank you. Whoa, thank you so much. Wow. These Kazakhstanis love Clint Eastwood. Wow. Yeah. Cheers, guys. Whoa. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, mate, the bucket's overflowing.
Oh, no.
Whoa, we're rich.
Yeah.
We're rich. We're rich. Luke, we're rich.
Let's go to Vegas.
I'm going
to
call all of my children Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, Luke, now wow. I've got... Now with all that money...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'm going to emigrate.
To where?
To New Zealand.
Ooh.
Hey, mate. Oh, there's a Kiwi over there. Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bunch of New Zealand people.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to New Zealand to get away from
hey,
them.
Hey, mate. Hey, you want to come to New Zealand, huh? You want to come to New Zealand? You
want
to come to New Zealand? You're not welcome to New Zealand, mate.
Oh, mate, I don't think you'll be welcome there. Luke, man, it's been amazing hanging out with you,
so,
dude.
So, unfortunately, I won't be able to do the little show next week.
Now. What?
Oh, yeah, I'm emigrating.
What? You're actually just going to emigrate?
Yep, right now.
Oh, Luke. No, come on. Luke, stay.
I've nearly finished my boat.
You're taking a boat to New Zealand?
Yeah.
Is this a government mission?
If I said yes, I could be lying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, in that case, look, our queen and country comes first, man. You protect the realm.
Did you not see the note that we were dropped in amongst the change?
No. Oh, is that what that was? Was that a message from MI5?
It was a contract, and I've signed it already.
Well, that thing that says, "Hey, broom boy, head off to New Zealand on the pronto."
Yeah. There's one for you as well, but
we're watching you. Well, I don't think that's quite the same.
No.
Well, fuck. Well, Luke, I'm going to miss you, man.
Well,
shit. Well, so all of this was nothing. This was just a big cock tease.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I didn't know it was going to end this. Honestly, if we hadn't been so awesome together,
you wouldn't have gotten the attention of that passing spy.
Yeah.
Who dropped a message in the bucket saying you've got to move to New Zealand.
Yeah, he wasn't a Kazakhstani tourist at all.
And now...
That's how good they are.
And now you actually have the funds to to help you...
He was probably... Maybe not top 10, but good 11, 12.
Who, that guy who dropped this?
Yeah.
Top. He's in the top 20... I'm a top 20 spy. Is that why his t-shirt said I'm a top 20 spy?
Yeah, exactly. You've got it. It's the art of deception. We call him Sneaky Bob.
So if anyone ever says they are a spy, it means they are a spy.
Unless they're bluffing you.
Well, that would be a triple bluff.
Ah, but only if
I wasn't aware of the rule of... Man, spy business sounds complicated,
it
dude.
It is. It's not all newspapers with eye holes cut out.
Well, look, when your mission in...
About like your, 20%.
When your mission in New Zealand is done, will you come back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll be seeing you then.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to finish my boat. I was busy building it.
Mate, you've a lot of shit going on. You're always...
It's performance art, isn't it? You know, it was a cardboard sign saying homeless, please help. Now it's part of a boat.
Well,
I think it'll make a good sale.
I'll be seeing you, bro.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lil Show, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
You know, you've not been around for a while, but I do hold very dear all the hard work you've put in.
Oh, thanks.
Over the 3 years.
Yeah. And yourself, obviously. I mean, you know, you've been here for almost every episode.
It's weird, as kind of the head of something, you don't really get much praise.
Yeah.
You're the one dishing out all the praise. No one ever tells me how amazing I am.
Yeah, well, you know, you've
done well. I just have to assume it to be true.
Not many people can talk into a microphone for hours on end, regardless of what's going on around.
Well, it would be fucking impossible for me without all the amazing guests we've had on over the years. You know, have someone there to talk to,
to react to.
So yeah, I'm forever in debt to all the guests, especially the returning ones, the ones who keep coming back.
The returning guests.
The ones we've had on recently, the ones we haven't had on for a while. They're all part of the big picture, and yeah, I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
So wherever this show goes, wherever happens to the Lil Show in the future, I'll never forget it, and I'll always be so grateful for everyone who let it happen.
Yeah,
week after week.
No, honestly,
and Max and Valerie, and Karen at K2K, and Gauntlet.
Honestly, it's been absolute for the ones I could do. It's been an absolute. Oh, wait, I'm just gonna get this bus.
For fuck's sake, are you going? Are you running?
Yeah, no, I'll
Luke,
go catch
wait,
this
wait,
one.
Luke. Just left me here with all this shit. He took half the money. I suppose a ukulele is pretty easy to run away with. All right, well, I'm just standing here talking to myself now. Ooh, a squirrel. Oh.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
All right.
If you're ever bored and lonely, you have got no reason to fear. The Lil Show is here for your body. Stick us right into your ear. No need to feel bored and lonely when Lil Show is around. Listen to us improvising. Listen to the joyful sound. The Lil Show. Little show, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little
What you got to say, man?
If there's something on your mind that you wanna hear in audio format, just type a message on Twitter or Facebook. We also use that. You can send a message.
Send a message.
Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think.
We will do some improv while we have a drink.
A little show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Oh, not that much for that one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.